Hundreds gathered this weekend in St. Albert to remember the four local men who died in the Humboldt Broncos bus crash. Over the weekend, the fourth annual Humboldt Broncos Memorial Tournament took place at the Troy Murray Arena, and co-organizer Josh DeChain said the tournament is always difficult, due to the circumstances, but it is important for the players to come together to remember the boys who died in the crash. "We've gotten to a point where we kind of just celebrate and remember," DeChain said, who has organized the tournament since its inception in 2018 with Jaden Leslie. "We just want to make memories and laughs and kind of just continue building the legacy of those boys whose lives were taken too soon." The tournament honors Logan Hunter, Jackson Joseph, Connor Lucan, and Stefan Wack, who all grew up or played hockey in St. Albert. They were four of 16 people who lost their lives in the April 2018 Humboldt Broncos bus crash. The tournament has four teams, each named after a boy who died in the crash, with their best friend as the captain of the team. Family members of each boy get involved, and some years they have even skated in the tournament. "It's very emotional and fun that the families to get involved," DeChain said. The parents of the boys will coach behind the bench, give pep talks, share stories about their sons and post photos around the dressing rooms to help the community remember their kids. The tournament itself hosts about 100 players, but DeChain said they make a big weekend out of the event, which draws in hundreds of people out to remember the boys. "It's a healing process for most, definitely. But I do think there's strength in numbers and everyone kinda being able to rally together and continue healing and supporting each other and showing how tight-knit our community really is," DeChain said. About 80% of those participating in the tournament knew the boys personally, DeChain said, while the remaining 20% are professional hockey players or other celebrities who come out to support the cause. The Year Canadian sports commentator, Ron McLean, played in the tournament alongside a long list of professional hockey players. Surviving members of the bus crash also have made guest appearances at the tournament, including a speech this year to open the tournament from Tyler Smith. "While the weekend is all about making memories, there is still a competitive element to the tournament. Team WAC won the tournament, for the fourth time in a row," DeChain, who plays on Team WAC, said with a laugh. "There is a big rivalry there. People are out to get us," DeChain said. The event organizer, who knew all four boys, said they plan to continue the tournament. "The fifth annual event is coming up next year and DeChain said will be a big milestone."